been approved with lots of conditions. There, all the landscaping plans were going to be revised by the applicant to show a lesser amount and still meet the overall standards, and if they couldn't, then they would contemplate off-site mitigation. All of that has to be done before the first occupancy permit is issued. I assumed that with this submittal, that was my understanding, that that comprehensive landscaping plan showing the sharing of landscaping between the parcels, meeting the standards, because the Planning Commission can reduce the landscaping requirements by up to 25%, but you have to note that, which parcels, how much, where, the Planning Commission could note that. I have none of that information, and I only have the landscaping, which is revised south of Wausau. I have nothing revised north of Wausau. I have no totals. So yes, there is an approved landscaping plan with lots of conditions to fix all these things. The normal process would be to revise the landscaping plan to include tables that articulate all those numbers and show that those standards have been met. Any reductions or increases would be noted as part of that table on the landscaping plan.
Well, the issue here is that both sides of the street, not just.
Yes, because they have more room to the north side, so they're probably going to be moving some of the landscaping that normally would be adjacent to these apartment buildings, either to the berms or to the north side.
So how do we help Mr. Martin figure out what he's got to put on his drawings to satisfy us so that Mr. Marzo can put it on his drawings for the north side?
What I'd recommend on this is we will submit that as a separate, and that can not be approved tonight. We need to do it in the aggregate. Going through, it's going to be one of the items I was going to talk about with our staff meeting, our department head meeting tomorrow, reviewing that, exactly how we're going to look at it, bring the plans to go through, and we'll do that as a separate cover. But I would just ask that any site plan amendments would just be contingent on getting that overall in landscape design and aggregate approved for the development.
If that can still be accomplished, reviewed, and approved by the city prior to any occupancy permit, then that's fine. If it can't be, that's a PDD change, and I would say that's a major change.
I thought we had it set up that there was the personal guarantees in lieu of letters of credit for any landscaping that was incomplete at the time of any occupancy.
That's the installation.
On that side.
The plan prior to occupancy, and then the installation prior to occupancy, or installation after occupancy with the personal guarantee. So the plan still has to be done prior to occupancy. The installation always lags the plan, and that's if the installation is after occupancy, that's where the personal guarantee comes in.
Understood. I say we just, if we can, I think that makes sense. We'll do that. Then any site plan approvals, if they were so to happen this evening, would be contingent on getting that comprehensive landscape plan reviewed and approved.
With the verifications noted in a table on the actual plan sheets. A couple of other items on the landscape, but I can table these, Joel, if that's better left for the site plan discussion. Yeah. We don't have anything further on the PDD amendment.
Understanding is now the subject matter is ripe for a vote on the PDD amendment. Is that correct?
With the precautionary statement by me that if some of this stuff can't be worked out, we're coming back to the Planning Commission, it would just cost us all more time. But yes, if everything can work out theoretically, absent something strange coming up that we haven't caught, that's why I would like to do staff for you.
Would you prefer that any action on this await going through the site plan certified survey map items to see whether or not it can be accomplished tonight, or to go back and put it all onto a special meeting for the 30th, assuming the understandings that have been voted on here already?
I would prefer that we hold off the motion until we look at the site plan,
okay,
I will probably still have concerns, but then we could pull pieces apart if we.
You consider the city sound good?
No. There's less of these issues with the CSM. There's less of these issues with the CSM. And we've addressed a few of them.
What do you want to do next?
CSM.
Okay. We're going to delay action on item A and move on to item B, which is two-lot certified survey map for this parcel that essentially adds the state parcel. Those in the audience, there was a little spit of land that was owned by the Department of Transportation between the on-ramp from,
so again, the CSM is to split this parcel into two. The split would be here, so that you could have the new apartment building here on one parcel, and the future one-story retail building over here on a separate parcel. So that's the CSM. This larger lot is already approved and recorded, so now they're wanting to split it. So in that regard, staff does have a resolution with a number of conditions. Those conditions are so that those conditions begin on the bottom of page 2 of the resolution for the CSM, and also reflect the staff comments that are on page 2 of the staff comments dated April 4th. I suppose we just start at the top and work our way through them.
Okay.
So the first 5 are standard boilerplate conditions. Number 6 is that the CSM be revised to correctly depict 30-foot building setback along Lawson Avenue and the 20-foot landscape buffer yard easement along Lawson Avenue. That's minor technical. Those are previously
and
approved.
And that matches the plan for West.
And the currently approved CSM as well.
Okay.
Number 7, on the next page, the applicant shall revise the CSM to correctly depict all utility easements. So again, that's required by the UDO. Oftentimes, it's not just ballpark comments. Oftentimes, they don't show all those easements until later in the game. I always have concerns with that. Sometimes you end up with a sanitary sewer underneath the 3-tenant multi-retail building on 27th Street when you do that late, and then you catch it late. But it's not that uncommon. So technically, that's a minor correction as well.
I have some questions in with that. So, but I don't know if staff wants to go through all the conditions before I chime in. Or
okay.
So, again, no comments on 1 through 6. On 7. As it relates to revising the certified survey map to correctly depict all utility easements for city staff review and approval prior to, there's a number of private easement agreements that will be entered into in this project at some point. The best example, as staff has noted here, is probably like AT&T or Spectrum. As part of a multifamily development, we negotiate what they call MDU agreements to provide those services to the buildings. It's partly about, you know, easement locations, but what that's really about is they pay a door fee to us for providing their service in exchange for marketing materials we give to our tenants. The location of where those easements go from the main line into the buildings is very rarely determined until there's actually a crew out there putting them in the ground, and I anticipate that would be the same case here. So as a practical matter, I don't believe I can show all the private easements on the CSM in any reasonable time frame to have the CSM done by the time we would hope to break ground. There are some other easements on this property that, whether it be a pedestrian easement to allow people from the M1 building to perhaps use the clubhouse, again, another private easement that will not be completed anytime soon. The CSM, in my mind, is first and foremost a land division mechanism. So the private easements that might relate to inner operations of the property really don't impact the land division. So we would request that we not have to provide every private easement as it relates to the CSMs.
Required by the UDO, my understanding that we typically are always get it. I do understand that sometimes there are changes and we don't catch those changes because we don't require, for private easements, we don't require council approval and recording. So it is my understanding that private easements do change after they're shown on the CSM, and we just don't do anything about it.
I thought all the other ones were set up that the public easements had to be on the CSMs for review and approval prior to recording, but not, we didn't, I thought all the other ones on our site were set up, the private easements or cross-access easements or anything else did not have to be on there.
Nope, still required by the UDO. I wouldn't be surprised if we missed some. We checked for just general location and that they meet that 12-foot.
The thing is, you put them on now, they're going to change. I mean, we're still changing things that
that's
we're doing in the ground
why
out there now.
Done until recording.
Yeah. But we need to get it recorded in order to build a building on it, get a loan and all that stuff.
So how about this? We haven't granted any private easements, so we just won't do that and record them until the CSM's done. Again, it's form over substance, but that appears to be the easiest way just to move forward on this issue on the CSM. I'm saying modify the condition to say revise the CSM to correctly depict all utility easements executed and recorded in the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds as of April 18th, 2019. Fully transparent and clear, there aren't any granted right now. So it's going to be a nice, clean CSM with no easements on it, and I'll grant the easements in the future.
A redivision of the existing CSM with what's on it right now.
So,
just to be clear, we're just talking utility right now. There's other public easements we'll get to in a minute. Yes.
So, Mr. Deal, do you want to leave that condition in or do you want to modify it with Mr.
I'd still recommend keeping it in.
All right. Mr. Martin, would you do us a favor of reading what your changes were to that paragraph?
The applicant shall revise the certified survey map to correctly depict all private utility easements executed and recorded in the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds as of April 19th, 2019, for staff review and approval prior to recording of the certified survey map.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Martin? That's it, right? Mr. Deedle. This was Mr. Deedle's show. Sorry.
Number 8, revise the CSM to correctly depict proposed contours and soils information for department staff review and approval prior to recording the CSM. As noted in the staff comments, that could be a separate page exactly where that information goes, we'd be flexible on. Again, it's required by the UDO in terms of the proposed contours and soils information. I think it would just better be safe than sorry. That is something that is not as clear as soils information. It is something that the Plan Commission, zoning administrator, or building inspector can require, or city engineer can require.
Can I recommend we revise this the same way? You've already approved this, I mean, in the last 6 months. The CSM that we have now that we're just splitting, whatever's information on that that was okay last time, we'll just leave it as is. But now it'll just have a line down the middle of dividing into two properties. Same as the last one.
Is that in regards to the soils information?
I don't, when you say, you are like soil types, like boring information?
Borings. I thought there was in the packet the proposal to do some additional borings, but it was just under consideration, no decision was made.
And how would you put that, I don't get how you'd put that information on a CSM.
So just again, for a little context here, because this is another one where I frankly just had a struggle figuring out how to reply to it. So a CSM, certified survey map, right, is just a land division document that shows parcels of land being created. A contour is just that. It's a bunch of very thin lines that we would typically show on our grading plan or our ALTA survey. Our grading plan that we've submitted certainly does that. So that information is available. But again, it doesn't really have any bearing on a land division. I understand it may be in a UDO, but if there's some flexibility about where to find that information, I would suggest that the grading plan is the best spot for it. That's been submitted. Staff reviews that, as does the city engineer. As it relates to soils and soil conditions, we have a 200-page plus geotechnical report, of which there's about 190 pages of technical boring information. A CSM is a two-page document that gets recorded. I don't know how to incorporate in any meaningful fashion a in-depth geotech report that our engineers use into a land division document. Fundamentally, I do not understand what the conditions of the soil 12 feet below the surface has to do with dividing a parcel of land. So,
One of the authorities expressly granted to the Plan Commission is to review and approve the suitability of all proposed parcels, including soils, topography, site constraints, those kinds of things. That's the purpose of that information, to help guide the Plan Commission in its decision that that parcel truly is a buildable parcel.
So in that case, is there a motion by the Plan Commission to waive that requirement?
Motion to approve.
So, and I apologize for not knowing this, but when the previous CSM was submitted, we did not have any soils in that map, or did we?
We've provided that information, but it was never on the CSM documents for the rest of the site.
That's probably correct.
Then I would probably be okay allowing it again this time.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Revised CSM to correctly depict all contiguous areas owned or controlled by the subdivider.
Okay.
I like that answer. 10.
Revised CSM to address all effective utilities, Milwaukee County, Franklin School District comments. That was just a catch-all category, if there are. So the utility comments, county comments, school district comments.
I don't know how to reply to this or how to comply with this one. I haven't seen any comments from Milwaukee County, nor have I seen any comments from the Franklin School District. It, again, it's a land division document. I don't understand what the Franklin School District has to say about a private land division. Certainly there are Milwaukee County Register of Deeds where these things get recorded have a whole set of requirements before you can record it, and I agree to comply with all of those. But in terms of additional Milwaukee County comments, Milwaukee County, unless somebody at the staff knows somebody at Milwaukee County to solicit a review of this on outside the recorder's office, I wouldn't even know where to start to do that. So I object to this comment. But it is, except insofar as I don't know if I've complied with it. So perhaps we could amend this condition to contain a provision that says if submitted, and if not submitted, it is not required nor a condition of any approvals.
Change it to the statutory requirements with regard to the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds comments, et cetera, et cetera.
Good. I'll make that motion.
The motion is to change condition number 10 to comply with statutory requirements. Open. Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. 11, Joel.
Subdividers agreement for city review and approval for all public improvements prior to recording the CSM. That's just, it should dovetail with whatever requirements engineering will have. Just putting on notice early so it doesn't get done too late.
This is fairly typical. I think we do this on every project, right?
Yes.
There's no public improvements on this CSM.
I thought there was going to be a water main loop or something.
There is not a water main loop for this building. There's services coming off of it. We talked about that T today, where that might be, but that's not a loop per se.
No little stubs.
There'll be private laterals off the public utilities, but those aren't public improvements.
It'll be a T for things like, you know, fire suppression system, that sort of thing, but not public.
If there are no public.
Is there a motion to delete item 11? Okay. It's slow on the tape tonight. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 12, Joel.
Parallel required public easements for city review and approval. Are there any public easements?
None that we're aware of.
An alternate motion?
Sure. Commissioner Moore?
Maybe somewhere in there we would say, if applicable. So if they're not there, we don't do it. So.
How do I confirm that it's not applicable and I can get the CSM recorded so I can start building it?
Are you part attorney?
No, I'm a recovered attorney. I'm seriously not jousting. I really just want everybody to be clear about what we're planning on doing, and so I mean, if there were in the future to be a public utility easement, we could of course not get that approved and built without the city staff approval of it and the granting of an easement document that would give the city all the rights, and the city of course has all the standard form and requirements that public easements take. So. It's not that there's some, this is some end around of city review of public easements. It really is just the byproduct of the fact that there aren't any.
Well, as pointed out to me by the city attorney, it's really a binary argument. There is or there isn't. Are there or are there not?
Yes.
Yes.
Landscape buffer here.